If you've ever been to Rookwood Cemetery just next to Strathfield, one of the first things you probably notice after the rows of headstones is the size. Occupying an area bigger than the Sydney CBD, Rookwood is the sixth largest cemetery in the world. I asked Dr. Lisa Murray, a Sydney historian, why we have a cemetery the size of a suburb in the middle of Sydney's west.
Rookwood Necropolis, or Rookwood Cemetery, as people also call it, dates from the 1860s, and it became the major cemetery for Sydney. Before Rookwood was established, there was a large-ish cemetery in the centre of the city, where Central Station now stands. That was called the Devonshire Street Cemeteries. And they'd been established way back in 1820 and were in use right through the 1840s when we were becoming really full. And it took the government about 20 years to establish a new public cemetery for Sydneysiders. And that was Rookwood Necropolis.
At the time, Rookwood was huge, but the city soon ran into the same problems again. They needed more land.
What's really interesting is that when Rookwood was established, like 200 acres was massive. But then because it was the major burial ground for Sydney's population, they were finding that within a decade that nearly a quarter of the grounds in some areas, in some denominational areas, was already sort of being taken up. So they actually, in 1879, actually acquired a further 577 acres. So they were really sort of thinking ahead and going, okay, well, this is what's going on, so we better acquire a whole lot more land. So they did that, and that was formally gazetted another 10 years later in 1889. And really, that major acquisition was the last major acquisition for the cemetery and really created what is Rookwood Necropolis as we know it today.
The sheer size of the cemetery is down to the city planners anticipating the need for grave space far into the future. But the aesthetics of the cemetery, landscaped hills, gardens, paths, reflected a trend in the way society thought about cemeteries and their function beyond serving as a final resting place.
So Rookwood Necropolis is part of what we call the garden cemetery movement. And it was a very special cemetery, and it was, it was actually became quite a popular cemetery for people to go and visit. It was part of a worldwide movement, particularly through Britain and Europe and America, where they actually wanted to create landscaped burial grounds that were beautiful and consoling and really, I guess, supported the practice of grieving.
There were other pragmatic reasons. The traditional parish churchyard, used for generation after generation, was becoming increasingly impractical from a public health standpoint.
The garden cemetery movement, I guess, was part of a broader philosophical and public health push to improve burial practices. And it really emerged in the late 18th century. So right as the colony of Sydney is being established, there is a big push in Britain to stop using the traditional parish churchyards and to start establishing larger spaces for burial grounds. But it was certainly radical to set aside 200 acres. There was nothing else like it.
Despite this, Rookwood today is struggling with the same shortage of graves as all cemeteries before it.
So we've been running it for the last 25 years. Mm. So that's how critical it's been.
This is George Simpson, the CEO of Rookwood General Cemeteries Reserve Trust.
And whilst every year, but as every year goes by, it becomes more and more of a crisis.
And expanding the cemetery isn't an option anymore.
The infrastructure that has surrounded Rookwood over many years does not allow us to expand the cemetery. We only have what we have inside the fences. So we're looking at various different avenues to continue to keep the cemetery sustainable.
One of the solutions to the lack of grave space is reusing graves with various members of the same family in the same burial plot. Mr. Simpson says this is an option many people prefer and one that's used in other cemeteries. But at Rookwood, this can be a challenge.
So currently we have a soil composition at Rookwood, which is predominantly clay, which instead of assisting the decomposition of the remains in the grave, it sort of preserves them.
But geology can be overcome.
So last year, about 18 months ago, we started on a research program that allows us to monitor soil in the ground and put some additives in there, whether it be oxygen or water or whatever. And we're currently about a quarter of the way through that project. So hopefully in 4 or 5 years' time, we'll be able to provide a soil composition that will allow the decomposition of remains to happen quicker. So therefore, a family can use a grave every 4, 5, 6 years instead of every 25 or 50 years.
Diminishing capacity isn't an issue unique to Rookwood. All of Sydney's cemeteries are contending with the issue, according to Kate Ryan, a senior consultant at Urbis, a consultancy firm.
So Sydney's existing burial capacity is diminishing quite rapidly, and at the moment predictions indicate that we will run out of our existing capacity by 2050, with shortages in some areas in Sydney sort of experienced much sooner, so around the eastern suburbs where all our cemeteries are tightly landlocked and sea-locked.
With expansion blocked off for most cemeteries, reusing graves is an option being explored by the New South Wales government.
One option I've looked at in quite a bit of detail is the operation of a renewable tenure scheme. So that differs quite significantly to the form that most burial rights are granted in New South Wales, which is a perpetual offering. So under a perpetual offering, that grave site, there's a reasonable expectation that that grave for a person will be left untouched forever. Now, under a renewable scheme, it's almost a grave leasing scheme whereby the purchaser of a right would have that right for 25 years, a minimum of 25 years, and then the option to renew that right up to a maximum of 99 years. Now, beyond that right period, that tenure period, the burial licence reverts back to the cemetery operator, and then they can then use that grave for the interment of someone else. So it's a way of providing ongoing cemetery capacity, which differs from that sort of finite resource which most cemetery lands are now.
And other cities are looking at more creative solutions.
I understand in Melbourne there's a bit of research for vertical burials. A vertical burial is obviously instead of laying a coffin down horizontally, it's buried vertically, and obviously that is a potential space-saving mechanism as well. So that's an interesting concept. I know other parts of the world are looking at high-rise structures. In Brazil, I think it's Brazil, they've got the largest or the tallest, world's tallest vertical cemetery, which is actually 32 stories high. As to whether there's sort of the appetite for that in Australian cities is pretty untested.
In a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry, some historical groups expressed fears that renewable tenure could diminish the historical value of cemeteries like Rookwood. But Dr. Ryan says that while she thinks there should be measures in place to maintain the historical records contained in the gravestones, Rookwood needs to carry on serving people in the present as
well. It's something that we need to do. We need to dispose of the dead. And the other thing too, from my perspective, as a historian who's interested in cultural heritage, for me, the cemetery, somewhere like Rookwood Necropolis, it should try and keep fulfilling its purpose for as long as it can, because it's one, as long as there's sort of some fees coming into the cemetery, as long as there's sort of commitment of people visiting the cemetery, it's going to be a space that will be maintained and looked after.